Pet, I'm awake. Get in here. Now. Would you care to explain yourself? Why am I handcuffed to the bed? Revenge. All right. That's fair. I've been pretty hard on you the last few nights. So, you have me here, helpless, and entirely at your mercy. What will you do to me? You look disappointed. Did you think I'd be upset or afraid? You fucking wish. You don't deserve my fear. So, whatever you've got planned in your bratty little head, just get it over with. Oh, you're taking off your clothes, hmm? What's the point? It's not like you'll be able to fuck me. You're still locked up in chastity. You tried to take the key back, didn't you? How'd that work out for you? Of course you couldn't find it. That's because I hid it somewhere new. And after this stunt, you may never see it again. Tell you where it is? Or else, huh? Fucking adorable. You're going to belt me. Go on then, pet. Let's see what you've got. Is that it? Was that really it? Why don't you try again? A little harder this time, Ooh. I almost flinched. Almost. At this rate, you'll never get an answer out of me. Why don't you try and be a good boy instead and uncuff me now so I can... You little brat. Looks like you're getting the hang of it. But I'm still not telling you a damn thing. Nope. Sorry, pet. My lips are sealed. What are you gonna do now? You're moving between my legs, and you're pulling my panties down. Fine, fine. You're going to use pleasure to try and sway me. Fine. I won't struggle. You'd enjoy that too much. Your finger feels good. Ouch! Fuck. I didn't like that. Now I'm getting angry. Your fingers. I don't care how good they feel. You're still being a very bad boy. Oh, you stepped away. What are you doing now? Oh, you've got to be joking. Okay, okay, no, you're not. Oh, fuck. You're playing dirty. I have never gone this hard on you. Your future is dark and painful. You are digging your own grave, pet. What? You want me to beg? Fine. Fine. Oh, fuck. That vibrator. Oh, please, sir. Let me come for you. Please. I actually can't take it anymore. Oh God, I'm gonna come. Damn you. I knew you were gonna do that. Fuck, I suppose I deserve this. I've done this to you many times. That hurt a lot. No, I am not breaking. Don't get your hopes up. Oh, damn you. I will not tell you where the key is, so go fuck yourself. No, I am not soaked because of anything you're doing. It's just because of the vibrator. I'm close again. Fuck, this is so damn annoying. All right. Look, I'll tell you where your precious key is. Not because you've won, but because I'm fucking sick of this. It's in my bedroom. Yeah, big surprise. It's in my bedroom. Hidden in my panty drawer. I'm surprised you didn't look there, to be honest. Are you going to go get it now? Mm-hmm. Go on then. It's not like I'm going anywhere. And you're back. Looks like you got that belt off too. I bet it feels liberating. You've been in there for a couple days now. So, I held up my end of the bargain. Now it's time you did the same. What are you doing? You're positioning yourself between my legs. Oh, you naughty, filthy boy. You just aren't playing fair. You want my cunt? I don't mind that at all. Hey, wait. Hey! That's not my... Stop! Finally. I'm free. Unfortunately, pet, you picked the broken pair of handcuffs, not the ones I normally use. The ridges are worn, see? So I was able to pull my hands free. It didn't benefit me to tell you that. Not one bit. So I didn't. I'm sure you understand. Now, get the fuck off of me. You fucking brat. I cannot believe what you just attempted. Are you fucking serious? You were waiting for me to use my safe word. Right. No. I don't think that's what was going on back there. No. You tried to overpower me. And you would have succeeded if you hadn't accidentally used the broken handcuffs. Oh, what? Now you're sorry? Now that you see that I'm fucking serious. Well, you're a little too late. I can't let you get away with this. You had your fun. You got me to submit. And now, I'm going to retaliate. Sometimes, pet, I think you have the memory of a goldfish. You constantly seem to forget your place. You're always trying to top from bottom, and I don't fucking play that game. So, here's what's going to happen next. You're going to lay down on the bed in the same spot that I was. Except, there will be two minor changes. First, you'll be on all fours for me, ass in the air. Second, I'm using the real handcuffs, the ones that aren't broken. There's no escaping those. No. Now, go do as you're told. You're such a good boy when I threaten you. I wish I didn't have to resort to breaking you down every time you get a wild hair up your ass. All right. Let's get those handcuffs on. The key is in the other room, but we won't be needing it. There. Now you can't go anywhere. At least the bed is comfortable. I'd have you on the floor if there was something to chain you to. But I just have to work with what I've got. Eyes forward, as always. In fact, just close your eyes. You're probably not gonna want to see this. Guess where this is going? You tried to fuck me in the ass. So, it's only fair that I do the same to you, right? I'm not going to make this pleasurable for you. So wipe that stupid smirk off your face. I am not happy with you at all. Oh, and here. That's for belting me earlier. Oh, shut up. Stop your fucking whining. Now, if I were you, I'd relax. Don't clench. The vibrator is going in your ass. And I'm going to leave it there until you remember your fucking place. If it takes a day or several, that's fine. I have all the patience in the world for you, my darling.
We're going to make things right. You just have to work with me, alright? Here it comes.
Slowly. Slowly, gently. I wouldn't want to tear you open like you tried to do to me. It hurts. Too fucking bad. I don't want to hear another word from you, unless it's our safe word. Do you understand me? Look at you. Your cock is so hard. Standing at attention for me. You're moaning under your breath. I'm not trying to pleasure you. You are a very bad boy.
I'm sorry, dear. But I have to bring you this discomfort. I have to teach you right from wrong. You made me do this. If you didn't want it, you shouldn't have done something so incredibly stupid like this, right? And don't worry, I'm not putting your chastity belt back on yet. I want you to suffer like this for a long time. I'm going to leave you alone now. Hands cuffed in front of you, on all fours like the bad dog you are. With your mistress's vibrator deep in your ass. You look pathetic like this. Maybe I should take some photos for memory's sake. We'll save that for later. I'm going to make breakfast. I had originally planned on treating you to your favorites this morning. I was going to be sweet and loving to you. Because I truly thought you were going to start being a good boy. But instead, you made me look like a fool. So, you don't get breakfast. You don't get attention. You just get to be here, like this, until I feel like setting you free. Oh, and it should go without saying that you're not allowed to come. If you make a mess, I will know. All right, pet. I'm going to leave you now. Consider this your corner time. I'll see you in a while. Behave for me, okay?